Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we talk rain. The wet kind, the misty kind, it's quite different in Japan, Hawaii, and Seattle. From Yakko's roughly lettuce umbrella to no umbrella at all, we share how we cope with it. Let's listen in.
Konnichiwa. Lostjapa koto Lost in Japanglish no podcastoへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
Lostjapa は日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言語の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。今日のエピソードのテーマは雨。じとっとした雨や霧雨。日本とハワイとシアトルの雨はそれぞれ全然違います。やっこのしわくしゃのレタス傘の話や傘なしで過ごす雨の日の話まで。早速今日のエピソードを覗いてみましょう。
Pretty minimalistic in their lifestyle. They didn't tend to buy a lot of things. And my mom was like, she would always say, mono mochi ga ii. And so she has like an umbrella that she still uses to this day that she had since she was in high school.
Oh my god.
Like, oritatami no kasa. まだ同じの使ってる。
Oritatami no kasa はね、すごいね。だって。
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
That's something.
But she has a lot of things like that she still uses that she brought from Japan back in 1980 and she still uses. You know, it's so she doesn't have to buy any new whatever.
すごいね。
She still uses the same stuff.
さすがだね。ハワイってさ、雨ってどんな感じ？結構降る。
結構雨降る。Because it's a tropical island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would But it's really short. It rains and then it stops. It's not like this drizzle that's in Seattle
yeah.
that it rains all day long. It typically kind of rains and stops and then rains and stops.
でも、傘使う機会ってやっぱあるのかな?
Mm-hmm. Because it's really wet rain. It's kind of like Japan.
Yeah.
Japan, like you can't not have a 傘.
Yeah.
Where Seattle, you can totally get away without having an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And most people in Seattle don't use umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a different quality of rain.
そうなんだよね。
It's really misty here. So sometimes even if you have an umbrella, you still kind of get wet because it's like misty.
わかるわかる。そうそうそう。だから本当にヤコもシアトルで傘なんか持ってた記憶がないしさ。だけど雨がすごい降るところとかってよくね、東京の人も知ってるからね、今は。だけど、Yeah, but we don't use umbrellas って言うし、それが今一つ理解できなくて、mm-hmm. 雨のタイプが違うんだよっていう話をするし、mm-hmm. As a fact, I also know that Tokyo has more rain than Seattle throughout the year.
Because Tokyo rain is like serious rain.
It's rain, yes.
It comes down hard, it rains a lot, definitely get soaked. It's like taking a shower.
そうなのよ。すごいし、最近はしかも近年はもっと多分トロピカルになってきてるんだと思うんだよね。We have those short, heavy, really strong rain. We call it 通り雨。こう、通っていっちゃうから通り雨って言うんだけど、にわか雨っても言うし。Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that because I wasn't really prepared for that when I was there. And I was like, oh, it's okay if it rains a little bit, like no big deal. And then it actually rained and I was like, oh, crap. Like, what am I going to do now? And I had to buy the ビニール傘.
そうそう。
で、それが何回か起きて、and then I was like, okay, I really need to learn how to deal with the rain.
そうだ。本当にその突然降るし、the weather forecast is still not thataccurate. だから、結構そのビニール傘を買わなきゃいけない時がよくあるんだけど、I really don't like buying a ビニール傘 because it's a big waste, I think.
It's disposable, yeah.
そう、だからね、なるべくしないようにはしてるんだけど、but it's hard to. 折りたたみの傘はだから 毎日持ってる No matter how nice the weather is at that point、
uh-huh. yeah. I remember that for sure
I like the Seattle rain though ミスティーな感じが好きでそういう時日本東京でもそういう雨はあるからさそういう時は私は傘、mm-hmm.さしませんみたいな。I'm like, okay, this much, 私はシアトル出身ですからみたいな。このくらいの雨は全然問題ありませんみたいな感じで。And I usually wear hats and stuff, and so I try not to use the umbrella. And I hate it because 日本道が狭いからさ、there's people like walking back and forth. They...
You can like stab each other in the eye.
そうそうそう、あれがすっごい嫌いで、もうマジでこう、もうキーってなっちゃうからね。あんまり刺さないんだけど。ヤンは雨がとにかく嫌いなんだよね。We joke about his name because it's Yasuharu, and the haru is hare, which is a fine day. And so
he will... That's why he doesn't like it.
So, cloudy もダメだし、rain もダメだし、snow もダメだし。
Oh my goodness. Where is he gonna go?
でしょ?
The desert maybe?
そう。だからね、結構やっこシアトルに行くときっていい時期しか連れて行ってないからね。He doesn't know the
rainy, dark,
yes.
cold Seattle.
そうそうそう。
See, the one thing that I kind of regret about Seattle rain in particular is I really love umbrellas.
Oh.
AndIt's really difficult to use umbrellas here because of the type of rain that we have.
Oh.
And it doesn't necessarily keep you dry.
So,
and so,
so, man.
I went through a period where I had an umbrella collection, but I never used any of them. Isn't that sad?
Hey, do you still have that collection?
No, I think I've gotten rid of most of them.
Oh.
I have one umbrella in my car that's Vincent van Gogh's.Starry Night that I have in my car. Yeah. But that's about it because it's like, again, trying to get to that minimalist lifestyle. Collections, you know, are somewhat unnecessary. I think if I lived in Japan, I could have an umbrella collection.
Yeah, definitely.
I would get to use my umbrellas.
その collection も楽しめると思うからね。Like, I have weird umbrellas.Like one that's like a lettuce.
Really?
Yeah, and my mom gave it to me on a birthday or Christmas. I don't know which one it was, but it's an oritatami kasa. So when I oritatamu it, it's like a lettuce that is sold at a grocery store. So there's a vinyl no wrapping.
Okay, and then what does it look like when you open it?
When I open it, there's like shiwa 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 no umbrella なんだよね。And they have like really くしゃくしゃな fringes みたいな感じがあって。
Like ruffly kind of.
そう。And it's really cute. And so I tried to use it, but I found out that with the Tokyo heavy rain, it's not very useful. Like I get really wet. And so I use it because it's good for sunny weather as well.So I can keep the UV.
Oh, okay, so it's like a parasol.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, こう両方。
A lettuce parasol.
すっごい。
That's so adorable.
かわいいでしょ?それとか。
I can't really see you using that for some reason.
まあね。まあ何せ傘嫌いだから、やっこ。
はいはい。
But it was a nice... Because I use really... Not cool umbrellas, だから、こう、ちょっと having a cute one was a really refreshing thing. So, そういう意味ではすごい良かったんだけど。
Yeah.
It's obviously not me. だけど、I just love to explain it to people. Like, it's super かわいいでしょ? だって、レタスみたいなんだよ、みたいな。For conversation-wise, it's nice to carry around.
Aww.
And I used to have an umbrella that had... this is really popular in Kyoto. こう、濡れるといろんな模様が出てくる。
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's like really...
I feel like Japan has really fancy umbrellas. Uh-huh. Like, lots of really cute uh-huh. styles, lots of... lots of functionality...
Uh-huh.
Just maybe because it's a product that more people use
yes,
and need
yes.
Than here in Seattle. But I feel like umbrellas here are really boring comparatively.
でも使わないからね、シアトルの人ね。
I know. So it's like, it's kind of a bummer. But whenever I'm there, I'm like, ah, 傘がかわいい。
みんなそうだよ。外国の友達はみんな傘がかわいいってみんな言うもん
ね。Right? It's so cute. I know. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to get started umbrella importing service.
そうなんだ。それ、でも需要があるかどうかでしょ。Demand があるかどうかでしょ。
For cute umbrellas? There's always demand for cute things.
なるほどね。
じゃない?
だね、だ。
If there's cats on it, it'll definitely sell.
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that cats sell.
Is there like a cute, cute store? So, kawaii mono bakkari utteru mitaina mono ga aru shatteru.
There's like the Sanrio stores, you know, that sell like the Sanrio stuff.
Hi, hi, hi. Ma, それは specific だもんね。でもね、いろんなただただ可愛いってだけで揃ってるお店ってあったら売れると思う。
I don't know. I haven't. I don't do a lot of shopping, so I don't know what the latest. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and invite you to subscribe to our podcast. If you're looking to take your conversational language and cultural understanding to the next level, we invite you to join the Lost in Japanglish Academy over at japanglishacademy.com.where you'll get our in-depth study kit for each podcast episode, including the transcripts, study guides, and bonus content. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and see you next time!
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?今日の会話のテキストは、学習用プラットフォーム、ロスジャパアカデミーでぜひチェックしてみてください。テキスト以外にも日常会話やビジネスシーンで使えるフレーズ集など英会話の上達や異文化理解に役立つ情報が満載ですのでロスジャパのウェブサイトからアクセスしてください。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それでは来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。